Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thursday's workshop was held at the offices of the San Francisco Coalition on Homelessness. And senior coalition volunteer Brian Edwards says people can learn to use Narcan in a matter of minutes. And he calls it a survival tool.
It's such a painless tool to add to your toolbox, and you never know when you might be a hero and save someone's life.
Kristen Marshall with the Dope Project conducted the training. She says someone could be experiencing an opioid overdose if they aren't responsive and they aren't breathing.
All you'd want to do at that point is try to stimulate them awake, give them a little bit of pain, sternum rub, try to wake them up. If they don't wake up, then you give them one dose of Narcan every 2 minutes until they start to respond.
Marshall adds that Narcan is safe and legal to use in California. Alistair Boone attended the workshop. She works with the homeless in the East Bay, but she notes that
there's this stereotype in our community that it's like just the homeless population that's using drugs and might need Narcan. And while that's a population that is using drugs, it's not the only one.
People who attended the workshop were given Narcan to take with them. In San Francisco, Melissa Kallross, KCBS.